Jam Inc. proudly presents In Your Ear, another edition of our continuing performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio, drawn from our 9-year archive of house style concerts recorded live at Richmond's In Your Ear Studio A. I'm your host, Tim Timberlake. Great to be back with you this week as we open the musical vault and dust off some choice and as yet unheard tracks from some of our favorite itinerant Tar Heels from years gone by. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments like sonar drums and percussion. Enjoy music, play Hohner, online at HohnerUSA.com. This week we share the work of three accomplished Carolina acts who have all been featured on this program before, but since this is only an hour show and each of our live In Your Ear concerts are about 2 hours long, we have a lot of great material we missed on the first pass. So stay tuned for mesmerizing singer-songwriter Jonathan Bird and blues and more from Reggie and Ryan Harris and their guest fiddler Nate Leith. But first, we revisit the two Swiss-born brothers, Jens and Uwe Krueger, and their bassist, New Yorker Joel Landsberg, who were the very first artists to play our In Your Ear series back in 2004. The trio was completely taken with American mountain music and would move to Western North Carolina to be closer to it and to their new friend, Deep Gap's legendary Doc Watson. Our Tar Heel tribute begins with brother Uwe Krueger setting the scene. This is In Your Ear.
This little tune that we wrote about moving to the mountains of North Carolina. It's probably a little bit like, when the geese hatch their little goslings and they break out of the egg, the first thing they see that's mama, you know. And the first place that we went to was North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And became mama to us. but it could have been a lot of different places. You know, we played in 37 states so far, and they're all beautiful, and people are beautiful everywhere we go. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. These United States is a huge place. You know, Switzerland, it takes 3 hours to go in one direction and 2 hours to go in the other direction, and then you cross the country. So here, this just takes you out of Western North Carolina. It's great. All the places I have been to and all the things that I have seen since I left my home to wander when I was just 15. Oh, the traveling was easy. Still, sometimes the road got rough. And by the time that I turned 35, I thought I'd seen enough. But for me to settle down a while was not what God had planned. So one more time I left my home, suitcase in my hand. And the journey took me far and wide, across the deep blue sea. And now I know since I've been there where I was meant to be. And I've seen sunsets on the ocean, I've seen the desert bloom, drove the endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the pictures in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall. I sang the songs that Doc had taught to me, and the things that he would sing about I never dreamed I'd see. But in the hills of Carolina, folks, I've opened up the door, and for the first time in my life I'm not a stranger anymore.
And I've seen sunsets on the ocean, I've seen the desert bloom, drove the endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the pictures in my mind I see, when I think about it all, is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall. See, and I think about it all, is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall.
Clawhammer. Yeah. I'm agreeable. Well, that's right. That's why I'm the bass player. Okay. Two against one, huh?
Doc Watson is one of our biggest influences, one of our biggest inspirations, and we're gonna play a little medley of tunes that he made famous, and that we love to play mountain music. You know, we were born and raised in the mountains of Switzerland, and we moved to the hills of North Carolina now. No more mountains. People call them mountains there, but they're just foothills, really. Which is great. And sometimes we go up, see Doc, and we always play this little tune for Rosalie, because she just loves the way Jens plays the banjo. And this is Clawhammer banjo, the old-style banjo playing. And we're actually going to do a little tune in there, Twin Sisters, that Rosalie's daddy wrote. And so when we play that music, when we listened to that music over in Switzerland, we fell in love with this when we were kids. And we're so glad that we can be over here now and play this music. And really proud that you took us in like this. Thank you very much. Thank you.
game, and I bet you my bottom dollar I beat you next game. Old cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo until the 4th day of July. Thank you.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio, and you just heard a perfect example of the five-string artistry that won Jens Krüger the fourth Steve Martin Award for Excellence in Banjo and Bluegrass. You heard Uwe Krüger on guitar and vocals and musical brother Joel Landsberg on bass from a Studio A performance recorded in December of 2004. Find their music and tour schedule at KrugerBrothers.com, K-R-U-G-E-R. Broadcast of In Your Ear is made possible by Hohner Incorporated, for more than 150 years, makers of quality musical instruments, including Hohner harmonicas. Enjoy music. Play Hohner online at HohnerUSA.com. We turn now to a Fayetteville, North Carolina native who's also spent quality time in Virginia Beach with the Navy and Austin, Texas, harvesting material for his richly evocative songs. Those of us who have fallen under his spell wonder why his name is not better known by now, but some good things just take a while. Here's a tune he wrote with Canadian Corin Raymond that they'd always hoped would make it into a cowboy movie. Here's Jonathan Bird. This is In Your Ear.
Black crow alighting on your old crooked tree. Where have you flown and whose bones did you see? May the river run dry if you lie. Mister, I won't lie to you, I've flown to Mexico. And I've flown to places only crows and outlaws know. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. You better shoulder your gun and prepare. Water and saddle your mare. There's two riders coming, I can just see their dust in the air. Cross my heart and hope to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Well, I looked out to the south and the crow said to me, the Devil's Island Eddie and the Boone Kid are free. May the river run dry if I lie. Eddie's blood is bad, so poisoned with pride. A rattlesnake bit him, crawled off and died. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. You better shoulder your gun and prepare. Water and saddle your mare. Oh, look again now, even you'll see their dust in the air. Sure as I was born to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you. The wind died and the shot rang, and all there was to see was a black crow falling from his old crooked tree. May the river run dry if I lie. Well, it's good to see you, Eddie. I just got the word, and nobody knows but this black and twisted bird. May the river run dry if I lie. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Everything is prepared. I've watered and saddled the mares. We'll wait here till nightfall, and tomorrow we'll each have our share. And every man will get what he's due. May the river run dry if I lie to you. Sure as we were born to die, it's true. May the river run dry if I lie to you.
Ha! Oh, man, that's fun. Early in our country's history, we had lots of different paper money. Various states had their paper money, and we didn't have any precious metals to back the currency up, so it was very difficult for America to become any sort of economic power. In the War of 1812, Andrew Jackson was a general, and was a very successful general, and won two very important battles. One was the Battle of New Orleans. You fired our guns, you kept coming, that one. And then there was also one called the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, which is not as well known, but just as important, if not more important. It ended the war in Alabama against the Creek Nation, who had decided to fight against the United States. And General Andrew Jackson had brought along 500 Cherokee troops, including a young adopted Cherokee named Sam Houston, who went on to be the first and third president of the Republic of Texas. And Sam was part of this group of 500 men who were sent around to the back of the Creek Nation, the enemy that Jackson was facing, and he charged at them from the front, and as they fled to the back, they all went into hand-to-hand combat, and it was, I'm sure, gruesome and brutal, and 600 and some odd men were killed. And that effectively stopped the war there in Alabama on that front. So Andrew Jackson won the presidency in 1828, based largely on his being a war hero and winning these battles. And in 1830, Congress passed the Indian Removal Act, which was a very popular act, and politicians who opposed it were ruined, some of them. And Davy Crockett, Davy Crockett is the one who said, "You can all go to hell. As for me, I'm going to Texas." And he went to Texas, and he died at the Alamo. But he was a congressman before that. So the Indian Removal Act was passed. Gold had been found in northeast Georgia, and this was very important to the United States, and they wanted precious metals to back up their currency. So in 1838, the troops went down there and rounded up the Cherokee Nation and marched those people to what is now Oklahoma, was then Indian Territory. And 4,000 of them died on the way. So if you've got a $20 bill in your pocket, that's the scumbag on the front of it. It's President Andrew Jackson. Diana was a Cherokee, pretty as you'd ever seen. Blue eyes and long black hair, and a wild streak from here to there. A reservation life was slow, so she packed her bags to go. Moved to Georgia and took the name Diana Jones. Diana ran the Dewdrop Inn, wily as a mountain cat. I kept a room behind the bar for any man who needed that. And people talk about her still, how she'd take a $20 bill and write across Jackson's face, Diana Jones. And she brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, $20 at a time. A Harlan wore the badge in town, he was always hanging round. But ever since Diana died, you hardly see him on this side. His wife used to come for him and drag him out of the Dewdrop Inn. It wasn't fit for a family man to know Diana Jones. Diana made the front page news the night she went out on the loose, heartbroken with a gun in her hand and in love with a married man. Her neighbors called the station scared. Harlan had to go down there. Something went wrong somewhere for Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back shining, but $20 at a time. ¶¶ no one knows what happened then. Between Diana and five armed men, shots were fired and words were said. At two men and Diana dead. If things went on the way they do, the papers filled with other news. And the wild died in Harlan too, with Diana Jones. I've only seen him one time since. He come into the Dewdrop Inn and bought all the old boys around and went to lay his money down. Gave a $20 bill a kiss and said, I hate to part with this. And right across Jackson's face, it said, Diana Jones. She brought all the gold in Georgia back to shining, 20 bucks at a time. Play a song by a friend of mine. Every year I go down to the Kerrville Folk Festival. It happens in Kerrville, Texas, out in the hill country, a couple hours to the west of Austin. It's been going on for 34 years now, maybe. Started by Peter Yarrow and Rod Kennedy. And it's home of one of the most prestigious songwriting competitions there is, the New Folk Competition. And Towns Van Zandt was a judge one year. I heard this great story about Towns. There's so many good stories about Towns. But Towns was, he was a judge, and he was, every person that, when they'd get done, he would write a big number on a piece of paper, and it would be like 14, and the next number would be like 4,287, and the next number would be 3, and whoever was sitting behind him tapped him on the shoulder and said, Towns, what are the numbers all about? What are you doing? And he said, well, that's how many songs they have to write before they write a good one. He could say that, though, you know? Like, what do you say to Towns? So this is a Matt Faulkner song, and it's called Lakota Sioux.
Changing, a fall is in the air. The geese are in migration, and you can hear them up there. The prairie's golden brown, yeah, the leaves are falling down. The fawns have lost their spots, and the temperature is dropping down. It was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased the buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go. Until the blood began to flow, they went down. Then we ain't got no time, and no to waste no time. But we got a lot of lives we gotta keep in line. But pretty soon the snow's gonna fly. You don't feed them, your people gonna die. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased the buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go. Until the blood began to flow, they went down. And they like to paint their face, and they like to paint their paints, and they like to decorate everything up and celebrate. And they like to congregate in a beautiful place, dress themselves in feathers and leathers and dream their fates. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased the buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go. Until the blood began to flow, they went down.
And then the cavalries came to take their land away. Hell, they lied and died and lost every battle, but they got their way. Then they took their souls when they took the buffalo. Then they took their family's blankets filled with the pox. So it was a big day, I suppose, when Custer went in for the clothes and found himself with his pants down as the Indians rolled around and took him down. Hey, yeah, I said we ain't got no time. I know to waste no time. We got a lot of life. We gotta keep in line. Pretty soon the snow's gonna fly. You don't feed them, your people gonna die. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased the buffalo. Across the prairie in herds they'd go, until the blood began to flow and they went down.
This is In Your Ear, and that was Tar Heel tunesmith Jonathan Bird with some select tracks from his captivating solo performance in Studio A back in December of 2010. He usually heads in this direction at least a couple of times a year. Follow his tour and hear more of his music at jonathanbird.com, and that's B-Y-R-D. Jam Inc. is a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with a mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. All our visiting artists make at least one in-school appearance, and since this series began, more than 50,000 students in Richmond area public and private schools have enjoyed and learned from our many performers. Jam Inc. also coordinates the school outreach program for the Richmond Folk Festival. We hold our live in-studio concerts monthly with a tasty pre-show potluck buffet. To see our schedule of upcoming events, just visit our website, jaminc.org, J-A-M-I-N-C. We'll round out our Carolina Collective this week with another brotherly set of songs from Reggie and Ryan Harris, products of the Piedmont town of Lenoir, who've built on their fraternal gifts to create a powerful duo that for this Studio A show featured a not-so-secret Virginia lethal weapon, fiddler Nate Leith. So we head for the barn with the Harris brothers and a well-rendered nod to a country legend we lost in 2013, George Jones. This is In Your Ear.
Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of Lonely House that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know would chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we laid in love together, and Lord knows we had a good thing going here. See her picture on the table, don't it look like she'd be able to touch me and say good morning, dear. there's her rings and all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. And as you leave, you'll see the nursery where she left me without mercy, taking nothing but our baby in my heart. Step right up, come on in.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's my little brother, Mr. Ron Harris.
That just happened to me 3 weeks ago. No. I'm just kidding.
Lullaby, just a plain little tune. When baby starts to cry, rock a bye, my baby. Some way they may be. That's free for you and me in a Russian lullaby. Lullaby, just a plain little tune. When baby starts to cry, rock a bye, my baby. Now somewhere
free for you and me and a Russian lullaby. A land that's free for you and me and a Russian lullaby.
Thank y'all. We do appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We do appreciate it.
She left me the mule to ride. She called the Katie and left me the mule to ride. Well, my baby called the Katie. She left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out and I swung on behind. But I'm crazy about the hard-headed woman of mine. Oh, man, my baby's long. Great God Almighty, she's tall. You know my baby, she's alone. Great God Almighty, my baby's tall. My baby, she's long, and my baby, she's tall. She's for the head in the kitchen, and her big feet's out in the hall. Lord, I'm still crazy about the hard-headed old woman of mine. Lord, I love my baby. She's so fine. Wish she'd come and see me some sweet time. She don't believe that I love her. Look what a hold I'm in. She don't believe I'm a singing. Look what a shape I'm in. She left me the mule to ride. She called the Katie. She left me the mule to ride. Well, my baby called the Katie and left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out. You know I swung on behind. But I'm still crazy about that hard-headed old woman, hard-headed old woman of mine. Woo!
This is In Your Ear, and you just heard North Carolina's Harris Brothers, Reggie on guitar and Samsonite Suitcase kick drum, and Ryan on bass. Their Studio A performance in October of 2011 was kicked up a few notches by Virginia-based fiddler Nate Leith. Follow Reggie and Ryan online at theharrisbrothers.com. Follow Nate on Facebook under Lethal Weapon. That's L-E-A-T-H-A-L. In Your Ear is made possible in part by Cedar Creek, a Virginia company fashioning custom cases for fine musical instruments. Cedar Creek, building tradition, one case at a time. Online at cedarcreekcases.com. By Digital Video Group, supplying broadcast and production equipment and services to television stations, production houses, Fortune 500 companies, educational and government agencies. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. And by Honer Incorporated for more than 150 50 years makers of quality musical instruments, including Lanikai ukuleles. Enjoy music, play Hohner, online at HohnerUSA.com. Our Live in Your Ear studio concert series is made possible in part through a generous grant from Will and Molly Perkinson in support of the rich acoustic music scene in our community. Hotel accommodations for our visiting artists are generously provided by the Hilton Garden Inn at 5th and Broad in downtown Richmond and the Hampton Inn West on Cox Road in Innsbruck. Studio A performances are recorded and mixed for Jam Inc. by Carlos Chafin and Andrea Steffel at Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording. Learn about their courses on modern recording techniques online at Loeb.com. Our theme music is by the Bee Eaters. Thanks for joining us for our Tar Heel tribute this week. If you've missed any of our past programs, or if you'd like to hear any of them again, you can listen online at ideastations.org/IYE. Until next week, and for all of us at Jam Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.